Ring, Amazon's venture into the security business, is taking a new tack to stand out above other security systems. They've been hosting parties for police officers' associations. Some of those parties include things like free Ring doorbells, a live viewing of Shark Tank, along with free food, an open bar, live music. To find out more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with Caroline Haskins, the BuzzFeed News tech reporter who wrote the series while working for Vice. Tell us about these parties.
Hi, yes. So this is just one of the marketing tactics that Ring uses in order to sort of bolster its relationship with police and woo them into entering partnerships. So these were parties that that Ring hosted at a conference for police, but Ring also sort of offers these general discounts towards police. It offers free cameras toward police departments independent of these parties. And in general, the company is above and beyond typical measures in order to sort of convince them to sign a partnership contract. And the way that this works is that police will get access to a portal that streamlines the process of requesting footage from people. And the big benefit to police is that they don't need a warrant in order to work through this portal and request this footage from people. And I guess what makes Ring different from other security companies is that most of them don't even offer law enforcement discounts or free cameras, or they don't throw parties. All of these efforts to woo police and build these types of relationships are really unique to Ring.
So I understand relationship building, but is it legal to offer a freebie to a city employee that you want to, you know, treat your company favorably?
Right. So it's been interesting seeing the internal conversations that I obtained via public record requests and the different ways that they talk about this. So basically, when police get free doorbells, sometimes it seems as if they raffle it off or they do these giveaways. And the whole purpose of that is to, I guess, sort of like distance themselves from certain ethical issues. But of course, you are built into these contracts that they sign in order to get these cameras. A lot of them stipulate probably 10% of the contracts that I've reviewed have a clause that explicitly says that police have to encourage adoption of Ring products and the accompanying app, Neighbors, throughout the neighborhood. So there is this idea of promotion that's built into it. And Ring has also told police that the law enforcement portal that they use to request footage from people grows in value if they get more people to log on to the app. So really, they're telling police that in order to get your, in order to make this worth your while, you sort of have to promote our products. And this has been going on really quietly, but on a widespread level. I mean, over 600, close to 700 at this point, police officers have signed into partnership contracts that work basically like this.
The individual cops have signed on or departments?
Departments.
Okay. So a lot of people love their Ring. They love, you know, being able to talk to people at their door without opening it or without even being home. They like tracking down people who are stealing stuff. But so what is wrong with the cops cozying up to this company, or the company cozying up to cops in this way?
Well, obviously, like you were getting at before, there are sort of these strange there's a strange ethical arrangement between a private company and you know, a public agency, and built into all these contracts is a secrecy clause, meaning that police technically aren't supposed to disclose these contracts to the public, but, you know, through reporting, you can get it via a public record, a public record request. And the other aspect of it is that these partnerships are all sort of being organized behind closed doors. There's no real citizen input. Usually the city council does not get involved. So these are all sort of like quiet alliances that are happening between a private company and people that are supposed to be, you know, their duty is to serve and protect. So I guess the argument that privacy advocates are making and civil rights advocates are making is that if police could use, could have a platform that makes it easier than ever to request footage, which automatically there's a certain power balance that's built into interactions between a regular person and a police officer. To make that easier than ever on a platform that the public has no knowledge of, especially given, you know, the proliferation of arrests through ICE. Those are generally the concerns that civil rights and privacy advocates are raising.
Okay. So, you know, taking goodies in exchange for something, you know, for some kind of reward. I mean, in my business, they call it payola or plugola. It's illegal. It's unethical. Mm-hmm. What do the police say for themselves?
Well, you do see a couple of them raising concerns. I got an email exchange that said, I think it was from Chandler, Arizona, where the police said, oh, can we look into other vendors? And they reached out to like Blink, Nest, Arlo, but they weren't offering discounts. And what police wanted was a citywide discount in order to have as many people as possible have these privatized surveillance cameras. And the whole idea with Portal is that you can request it from people. But, I mean, also the sort of important detail here is that, I mean, police can still subpoena footage. You know, it's built into Ring's term of service that they have to comply with law enforcement. And all police have to do is tell Ring to preserve footage and then go through the legal work of actually getting that footage from a particular person if they want it, even if they say no.
Appreciate your time. Thanks very much for talking to us. Caroline Haskins, BuzzFeed News tech reporter.